We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As you, you know, get up further into your career, I mean, you've got to adapt and you've got to change the way that you do it. I probably feel better than I've ever felt, you know, because I've figured out what works best for me at this point in my life. You know, I feel like I'm in a really good spot in terms of all those things that help you recover as quickly as possible and allow you to train as hard as you can.
That was Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan bringing us in. Welcome back into the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning show. John Chuck, we're in for John Fricke this week. Hugh Douglas in the house, 404-741-0929. That is our phone line and our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with the show. We are streaming online. If you go to 929thegame.com, that is our new and improved website. You can catch the show live, hear replays, interviews, all our finest moments in breaking sports news is our new and improved website, 929thegame.com. Download Hugh Douglas, your radio.com app. I see you got a phone, you got a tablet, maybe you got an 8-track player, turntable, Sega Genesis, Commodore 64, whatever you got for a device, put it on there. That way you can always catch us on the go. All of the social media for the station, it's at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Like us, follow us, do all that good stuff with that. The best way to follow along with this particular program is always through our Twitter handles. He is at BigHugh53. I am at JMCH316. So you are more than welcome to jump on Twitter, Hugh, and tell me how horrible I am.
Yeah, it gets a little hot on Twitter.
Oh, I don't mind. Listen, I expect it. Hugh, I tell you all the time, you ain't going to please everybody.
You can't. Yeah, this. I mean,
I learned that a long time ago, is that you're not going to please everybody truism. When you do all this.
It's a truism.
So, Hugh Douglas, Grandpa Munster, sorry, Gil Brandt, he loves to do all these lists and everything as we're in the offseason of the NFL. He put together, Hugh, his 10 most talented teams in the NFL ahead of the 2019 season. So let's go backwards real quick, and then we can kind of break down some of the teams. He's got the Indianapolis Colts at number 10. He's got the Cleveland Browns at number 9. He's got the New Orleans Saints at number 8. The Kansas City Chiefs at number 7. The Los Angeles Chargers at 6. The New England Patriots at 5. The L.A. Rams at 4. The Chicago Bears at 3. The Dallas Cowboys at 2. And the Philadelphia Eagles at number 1. Now, let me see. Let me just real quickly. Let me go back through this list here real quick and see. Let's see. Atlanta Falcons. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Atlanta Falcons are not even in his top 10. What say you, Hugh Douglas? Your thoughts, Hugh Douglas.
Listen, I am a former Philadelphia Eagle. And when I saw the Eagles were number one, I was like, wow. I was like, wow. Like, you have a good core players, and I read his comments. He said basically the reason why he put him there because you have some key components on this team that are locked up for a long time. He's talking about Carson Wentz, who's going to be locked up to 2024, Fletcher Cox, 2022, Zach Ertz, and Jason Kelce. Those are the core players that you have. But I think the biggest question mark is the quarterback and his health. It's health.
Right.
And like anything, Chuck, you know. If your quarterback isn't healthy, your team goes as your quarterback goes.
So I tell you about the Rams all the time. They had Gurley and Donald and were no good, by the way.
I would say just on the simple fact that Matt has been healthy, Matt has been out there, that they should be at least in the top 10. Now, what position they should be in, that's up for debate. But the health of your quarterback and the stability at that position is key.
Let me ask you this question. The Eagles, Cowboys, Bears, and Rams are the top four teams, okay? Do you trust any one of those four quarterbacks over the guy we have?
Nope.
Goff, Mitch Trubisky,
nope.
Dak Prescott, and Carson Wentz.
Nope. But you know what the funny thing about it? Like,
if you had to win today, Hugh, you think any GM in the National Football League has taken one of those four guys over Matt Ryan?
No. I would say if Carson Wentz was healthy, he might be that guy. And all of that is saying with, you know, the MVP season that he was on and the Super Bowl win.
Yep.
He might be that guy. But he hasn't. Carson Wentz, if we're going on strictly upside, yes, Carson Wentz would be the guy.
Oh, I get that. If we're, but if no, we're talking not, for the next 10 years, I agree.
But if I'm in the now, I'm in the right now.
Because that's what this list is for 2019.
Yes, I'm in the right now. Out of those top four teams, and you're talking about quarterback, and we're asking me the question about Matt Ryan, I'm going with Matt. I'm going to take Matt over all four of those.
Are you taking any one of those four wide receiver groups over what the Falcons have?
No. Not even with Freddie Mitchell. Who is it? And Aguilar? Nelson Aguilar still there in Philly? Nah.
Not over Julio, Sanu, and Calvin Ridley, right?
Nah.
And I'm not telling you, look.
No, these teams are good. Like, listen. You could make an argument that the Dallas Cowboys receiver is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Receiver.
Okay, he ain't 11.
Nah, he ain't Julio. He's not Julio. And who are the receivers for the Chicago Bears?
They signed our old guy. Who was the guy that we had here that was the slot receiver?
Justin? Was it Hardy? Not Hardy.
No. The guy that was – the Taylor Gabriel.
Taylor, okay.
Yeah,
Taylor.
Guys like that.
No, I'm not taking any of those guys. Listen, and no disrespect to Trubisky, Goff, Dak Prescott. Dak, to me, folds like a lawn chair.
See, I think
like
that –
Like in pressure situations.
I would tell you, if you told me who is the most – if you asked me who the most talented roster is in the NFL, I'd tell you the Rams. I think the Rams are the most talented roster in the NFL.
Todd Gurley, his knee is an issue, though. I will say that.
Oh, it is. No question.
It's an issue. It's an
issue. But so is our running back. Well, not his knee, but I mean our running back's health issue is part of that, too.
But player for player, I like our play outside of probably Aaron Donald, I like our squad better if you're going player for player.
I mean, our
and
line.
Maybe I would give the nod to their offensive line.
Would you say our linebacker Crower is top five in the NFL? When you look at Devondre Campbell and having Deion Jones?
Yeah. I would say Devondre Campbell needs to probably do a little bit more because when you
– You know he's going to get paid, by the way.
But
too.
You know when you take Deion Jones out of that core
– Oh, no question.
It's a different different animal.
Because Duke Riley can't get anything
It's
done.
A different animal.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm not supposed to call him Duke Riley. We call him 42.
42. Right. 40 Deuce.
Yeah, he's got to earn his name. Call him 42.
Yeah, that's a Randy McMichaelism.
Well, we call him 44. We call him 42.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. I'm with you.
So
yeah, but you take Deion Jones out of that core, it's a different animal.
I agree. From a secondary standpoint, I think the safeties of the Falcons are really good. I'm not sure that their corners are better than
over the
NFL.
Rams,
our safeties are better.
Yeah,
I think I'll take
our corners.
Okay.
Over the Rams corners.
I'm
going off of strictly last year's corners, not you know, the new.
I just think I look at some of these teams like the Browns, the Colts, the Chargers, the Cowboys. I don't think I would trade rosters. I wouldn't take their roster over what the Atlanta Falcons have going on.
I would take I'll be honest with you, Chuck. I might take that Cleveland Browns defense because they're young. I would take if I could mix and match teams, but I would take our offense. I take that young Cleveland Browns defense.
Well, look, if we're talking 5 years from now, I probably agree with you on a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If the premise is the most talented teams in the NFL ahead of the 2019 season, okay, that's Grandpa Munster's headline that's on there.
Yeah, and you know what? And you got to give him his props because he has been the architect pretty good.
You think he even knows that he wrote this? Sorry.
What happened?
I miss?
You crossed the line, Chuckery.
Listen, I'll bet you when he does arm curls, he does his shoulders.
Hey, you crossed the line there, Chuck.
I'll bet he
can't roll with you on that one.
I'll bet he barbell curls with his shoulders, Hugh. I'll bet that's what he does.
Is that what he does?
Yeah. Hugh Douglas, John Chuckery for John Fricke on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Look, I can understand the Chiefs. I can understand – although, are the Chiefs as talented now that they lost two of those guys?
I will tell you what. I think they have a good quarterback. Now – if you're asking me, Matt Ryan over that young quarterback that they have, I might have to go with Kermit the Frog on that one. Kermit the Frog makes some spectacular
but
plays.
But he's also got two guys that aren't going to be there for him.
Yeah,
this
it's going to be a different animal.
That were really good.
But he has talent.
Oh, he does.
He's talented.
They have
and
a lot of
the
talent.
Young receiver they got from Georgia? They drafted a receiver.
Yeah, Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, he's going to have a chance to be a star off the top.
Well, he better be because they ain't got nobody else left.
Yeah, he's going to have a chance to fill some big shoes.
No, listen, they're a very talented roster. The Saints are a very talented roster. The Rams, Are the Patriots really that talented of a roster, or they just got that coach and quarterback that just everybody else just falls in
the
line?
The quarterback, like you've been running a system for so long, and everything runs around Tom Brady, and you're like a well-oiled machine at this time.
Would you call Tom Brady the best football player ever?
The best football player
best
ever.
Best football player ever.
That's lofty, dog. That is lofty.
That's why I asked you the question, Hugh.
Damn, Chuck. Can I get back
you're
to
wrong.
You?
You're wrong. What was your answer, Hugh?
You're wrong. I think that's a tough one. Like the best ever?
Here's some of the guys
he's
that I put
one
in
of
that,
the most durable.
Here's some of the guys I put into that mix, okay? Jerry Rice goes in that group.
Yes.
Lawrence Taylor goes in that group.
Yes.
Jim Brown goes into that group.
Sweetness.
Walter Payton goes into that group. So when you talk about the best football player, regardless of position, best football players, it would be hard to argue Tom Brady is one of the best football players of all time, given what he's done in a league that's not supposed to allow guys like that to thrive for that long.
That's the thing, man.
With all you're talking the pieces
about the durability,
and parts.
Yes.
And the pieces and parts
the
that they move.
The
yes.
moving pieces and parts.
Yes.
And the interchangeable pieces and parts. Because
right.
you look at most of those other guys, when a piece leaves, everything changes.
Been two things that have been constant.
The coach.
And him.
Yeah.
And you're wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Three things.
You're wrong.
Three constants.
Yes.
The quarterback, the coach, and you're wrong.
I can't argue with that.
That's the only thing. I'm not telling you he's the best football player of all time, but he's pretty darn close to being the best football player of all time.
It's hard to argue with what he's been able to accomplish in a league where I can tell you firsthand, and fans, we talk about all the time, getting that championship. That cat has not been home in December, January, February.
Nope, ever.
In about what, 8 years?
8 years. Try about 15 years.
No, but I'm just saying. You talk about the run that LeBron has been on, being in the playoffs that was just broken.
Oh, yeah.
This cat right here,
yeah,
man.
It's just every year he's in the
every
AFC
year
title
in the
game.
In the playoffs.
They've been to, what, 8 Super Bowls,
man,
right?
Listen, yes.
And he's played for 15. He's played, right? He's been to 15 AFC title games.
Man, listen.
15 times, Hugh, he's had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Hugh, how many times you get a chance to go to the Super Bowl?
What?
No. How many times you get a chance to go to the Super Bowl?
How many chances
yes.
I had? Three.
Wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
So you played in 3 NFC title games.
Yes.
Okay.
And only made it to one.
I know.
One
Super Bowl. But Hugh, just to put it in perspective, he's played in 5 times as many conference title games as what you did, and you had a really good career.
Yeah. It's amazing. And that's
like
why
you're a borderline Hall of Fame player,
but
and
Chuck,
he did it 5 times more than you.
But Chuck, this is the thing. And when people say that, when people talk about that, like, listen, I ain't no love lost for Tom Brady and what they were able to accomplish. But you got to respect greatness. You have to.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, he's the GOAT. Like, damn. Like, when you think about, like, that's why when who was the receiver that said he didn't want to go to the Patriots a couple months ago? What were you talking about a couple months ago? He said he didn't want to go.
Why?
Dumb? I forgot what the reason was.
Tell him he's wrong.
But, yeah, he's
wrong.
He's not that bright.
Oh, okay.
If I, like, you're basically telling me that I have a shot, almost, I'm not going to give it 90% chance.
95.
I was going to say 95, but I just wanted to, you know.
You're wrong.
I wanted to be fair. 90% chance, 95% chance of going to the Super Bowl? Man, I'm going.
Yeah.
Martellus Bennett. Marcus Bennett. His brother, both of them came back. They're playing for the Patriots. You know why? They probably going to the Super Bowl. Win or lose, you're going to be in the show. Win or lose, you are going to be in the conversation at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You ain't even got to do a whole lot.
Mm-mm.
You ain't got to do a whole lot.
Just
you just
got
to be there. You
got
to come to practice and be a stand-up guy.
Just
for
show up.
8 months? 9 months?
Huh?
Man, I could do that.
Show up.
That's it. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady got this. He got the rest. Tom, you need me to go get your water for you? Hey, you need some more cleats. Hey, don't worry about it, Tom. I'll go get those cleats for you.
Think anybody ever tells him he's wrong, except his wife?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, you want me to go get your mail?
Tom, you want some avocado ice cream?
You know what I mean? Hey, Tom, I know you don't drink coffee, but would you like a nice glass of cold water?
You want a nice bowl of avocado ice cream, Tom? I got it for you, brother.
Hey, all that stuff I said about you in the past, Tom, I was, you know how them go. Them just jokes.
Hawks make a move, and I want to look ahead with Hugh to 2020 when there's a ton of money coming off the books for the Hawks and maybe start to throw some names out. Yeah, because that's what we do at Sports Talk Radio. Hugh Douglas, John Checkman for John Fricke on The Morning Show, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Sacrificing starting role to a young guy who's going to be around for a while, you know, I'm all for it, and for the betterment of the team. So
that was Kent Bazemore, formerly of the Atlanta Hawks, bringing us back in. Hey, join Andy Bunker, Randy McMichael, and the 92.9 Game crew this Saturday as the Midday Show is going to broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw from noon to 3. Hang out with the Midday Show for lunch and enjoy delicious man food and cold beer. Join us this Saturday from noon to 3, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. John Sharkey filling in for John Fricke. Hugh Douglas, it is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 Game live from the Kia Studios. This hour brought to you by Renters Warehouse as we get into some Hawks, Hugh Douglas. And this Atlanta Hawks report brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. Go get your cash tickets today and try to win you some money.
No, I play on my phone.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I play. I haven't played in a while, though. That's why I've been missing out on all these jackpots.
I like scratch. I like playing the scratch-offs. I do some of that kind of stuff. So a couple of things here with the Atlanta Hawks. Of course, yesterday we did have Cam Reddish, who had a chance to speak to the media. He's going to wear, number 22 instead of the number 2 that he wore in college. So he got a chance to get introduced today. It is a little bit strange that the two other draft picks that the Hawks have, or at least traded to get, are not there for this. But after July 7th, we'll get the press conference for DeAndre Hunter and who's the kid out of Maryland that they drafted? Help me remember now the kid's name.
Oh, you know, I forgot the name.
Yeah, Fernando.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong. I forgot. I know Cam Reddish and Hunter, and I forgot the other guy.
You're wrong. You're wrong, Hugh. It's not even that.
But
guys.
We only can talk about one, though.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Reddish is the only guy we can talk about. So he had his introductory press conference yesterday to all of the media. And the other two guys will be after the deals are all consummated, if you will, on July 7th when the – new league season starts. We've hammered that point enough out there. Also, too, Hugh, the Hawks have traded Kent Bazemore to the Portland Trailblazers and brought in Evan Turner. And you know, basically, Hugh, this is just a swap of expiring contracts. The Hawks pick up about $660,000 in money. I think the reality is Bazemore is pretty expendable. If you're going to have the same kind of contract, an expiring contract guy, at least Turner's a backup point guard, you know, with Jeremy Lin being gone.
Position of need.
Yeah, exactly. So
Jeremy Lin got a championship ring.
Got a championship ring.
How about that?
Yeah.
Shout out to Jeremy Lin. He wanted to leave and go somewhere and get a ring, so he went ring chasing.
And he did,
worked
didn't
out
he?
For him. Yeah, congratulations to him.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Not bad at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it is. So Kent Bazemore gone, Evan Turner. But here we were looking a little bit at the 2020. I printed off for you the 2020 NBA free agent list. Now, obviously, the thing is, you know, it's not Kawhi, and it could be Kevin Durant. He's on this list. Could be Durant when all is said and done. We know it's probably not going to be Anthony Davis either, because all reports are that he will probably sign an extension with the Lakers and all that kind of stuff. So some of the names on here, because you got Kyle Lowry, Gordon Haywood, Kevin Durant, Paul Millsap, DeMar DeRozan, Otto Porter Jr., Anthony Davis, Andre Drummond, Hassan Whiteside. And some of these guys do have player options, team options, and stuff like that. So some of these guys won't be available to the Hawks. But, you know, we talk about, okay, if we're not in the free agency boat this year, okay, and the Hawks are not going to be in that, well, the Hawks are clearing off like $60 million of money next year. I guess the question I have is, how much of a player in free agency can the Hawks really be or how much will they be if there's not a lot of great names that are out there? Because ideally you're trying to say to yourself, okay, well, let's go get a guy who's really now going to make a superstar splash, you know, for this team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not sure that there's a lot of those guys that are even going to be available come next year.
I'm looking at some of these names that of the guys that are potentially, well, going to be free agents. And either they've been here already or they're a little older and they don't really fit into what you're doing. And, you know, I'm looking at some of the names of potential, like maybe like at center position, maybe Marc Gasol, but he's 35 years old. He's going to be 35.
Yeah. And I mean, he'll be an unrestricted free agent. Some of the guys that have, let's see, Hayward has a player option. DeRozan has a player option. Porter has a player option. Anthony Davis has a player option, but he's going to probably sign long-term anyway. Andre Drummond has a player option. Now, Andre Drummond might be a guy that might be interesting for the Hawks to take a look at. If you're looking for, you know, the term that Lloyd Pierce used was defensive base.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a defensive-minded, rebounding type of center, maybe if he does pick up his player option and you can work out a deal with the Pistons, then maybe that's a possibility that it may be like a sign and trade type of deal for it. But I got to be honest with you. I mean, I don't want Paul Millsap. I don't know that I really want DeMar DeRozan. I know for sure I don't want Kyle Lowry or need Kyle Lowry. Yeah, Gordon Hayward. I
would say a name that might be intriguing, but dang, I didn't know Hassan Whiteside was that old. I didn't know he was that old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seemed like, you know, he burst on the scene a few years ago, 31 years old. I would say probably your best bet at center would probably be Andre Drummond because he's a little younger.
Yeah, I mean, Whiteside, Drummond, those could be guys that maybe that the Hawks do have some interest in. Whiteside will be a free agent. Now, I don't know if he's going to get, you know, he's going to get $24 million this coming season. I don't know if he's a $24 million player, but I say that. And in the NBA, Hugh, I mean, Kent Bazemore is a $19 million player for 11-5. So why couldn't Hassan Whiteside be? But even at $24 million, I mean, the Hawks are going to have that kind of money to spend.
Yeah, and then you know through free agency that you're going to, especially with the money going up for in the NBA, you're going to hand out an egregious contract for whomever you try to get in free agency.
And listen, that may, you know, Hugh, the reality is for the Atlanta Hawks, because they've never landed that guy, they may have to overpay for that first guy or two to get them in here. To get them in here and get them spurred on, they may have to really overpay somebody. I know that's not what fans want to hear, but at the same time, Hugh, if you have a lot of money that you need to spend under the cap, then sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to bring that guy in.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing of it is that all of these guys on this list, this would be a great year to be in position.
Oh, this would be here this year, yes.
Yeah, but that's not the case.
Yes.
And to your point, it's going to be a guy that's going to come here next year. Hopefully he fits. It might not even be a big-name person, but he's going to have to fit what they're doing. And if he comes here, he's definitely going to get paid. He's going to get paid a ton of bread. And a lot of people are probably going to be scratching their head wondering why you pay so much money for this guy, but that's free agency.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Hugh, to your point, that the year that the Hawks are going to be, obviously, they should be better. They should be a better team. Maybe they'll be a playoff team this year. Even if it's a 7 or 8 seed, maybe they'll be a playoff team, and they're going to have money, and you're going to have young guys that are going to be stepping up and developing. It's kind of a shame that it doesn't work out, that free agency, that the class of free agents isn't nearly next year what it is going to be this year, because you're not in the sweepstakes, unfortunately. And through, you're just not ready yet, and the fact that the guys you'd really love to have are just not going to come here.
Yeah.
I mean, Durant Thompson and those guys Leonard, those guys are just not going to come here.
Not right now. You're building a war chest for the year that really nobody's coming that's going to be available that you could potentially want to woo here or swoon to come here. That's not happening for you.
It is the morning show. Hugh Douglas, John Chuck, me in for John Freaky on Sports Radio 92.9 Game, as we're talking some Atlanta Hawks with you right now. Last night, the NBA awards happened, Hugh, and Trae Young finished second to Luka Doncic. I'm not so much surprised. I said yesterday that Luka would win the Rookie of the Year award. I think we all understood that. I think some people were kind of surprised at the disparity in the voting, where you had 98 out of 100 first place votes that went to Luka Doncic and only 2 first place votes that went to Trae Young.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, but it also falls into lockstep with the way that I think the NBA as a whole views these things. And I'm talking about on a national scale. You talk about, Summer League and the way that Trae Young played. That was the image that was stuck in a lot of people's heads.
Right.
And then you talk about the way that he started the season. Wasn't the greatest. He came along. He was one of those young players that the more he played, the better he got, because they allowed him to play. And after the All-Star game, that's when you really started to see him blossom. And I think that for a lot of people, they had already made up in their mind what they thought about him, and the fact that Luka Doncic came in and he was already a polished player.
Yeah, it's like we talked about, that there was a lot more, there were preconceived notions already about what Luka and Trae were going to be. Some people already had their mind made up, oh, Trey's not going to be, he's not going to be able to play, he's not big enough, this, that, and the other. And a lot of people said, well, you know, look at Luka, he's going to make a big impact because he had time in Europe to play, and he was going to make, so, and there is some truth in that. I mean, there was some preconceived notions and perceptions about those two guys that a lot of people thought was true. the reality became that Trae Young is showing that he can be a player in this league and he can be a star in this league.
Yeah, no question about that, man. And he's a guy that when you talk about the way that he came along, he worked hard to get to that point.
Yes.
And there were times where he had his ups and downs. I mean, you can't really argue what Luka Doncic was when he came in and the way that he played and the consistency that he's shown from the beginning to the end. He's a guy that you look at and you know that he's going to be a player. I think you look at Trae and see the same thing, but it took a little while sure. to get to that
Which
point.
Which is okay. That's rookies in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you're telling me that the worst case scenario, I said this before. So the worst case scenario turned out to be I had the runner up for the Rookie of the Year award in the NBA. I'm very happy with having Trae Young here.
Yeah. I think he's going to be eventually, he's going to be the reason why free agents want to come here.
And
and he's going to be the face of the franchise along with some of the other young players that you have here. I think that
you also have to be good, though. You have to be a good team, too.
Think that's coming.
Hey, Atlanta United supporters, join 92.9 The Game this Wednesday starting at 7 p.m. at Hobnob Neighborhood Tavern in Brookhaven for the Atlanta United versus Chicago Fire Watch Party. Great food and drinks, plus Atlanta United prize giveaways. When we get back, Hugh Douglas was frustrated very early this morning by something that a radio host in Kansas City had to say about one of his guys. That's a long-winded way to say that he was mad, and we'll discuss it next. Chuck Rehan for John Fricke, Hugh Douglas, The Morning Show, Sports Radio, 910 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, John and Hugh, Morning Show, in here with my man, John Chuck Rehan. Yeah, Chuck, you're right, man.
What am I filling in for?
You're filling in for John Fricke. Okay. Yeah, I forgot I got to say that. But yeah, Chuck, you were right, man. I was a little bit in my feelings this morning. And like I said, you know, sometimes I lead with my emotions, and rightfully so, because, you know, I don't when you say the word friend, I don't take or family, I don't really take that too lightly. Like, and when I say it about somebody, I mean that. So basically, it's this reporter. I get up this morning, you know, and being down here, I try to watch stuff that's going on in Philadelphia and my friends in Philadelphia as much as I can, but you know how it is. We're here watching the Braves and we're inundated in stuff that's going on in the Atlanta market, so it's kind of hard. So I wake up this morning and I see a story that has broken about this reporter named Kevin Kitzman. And, you know, before I get any further, I'm just going to let you hear what he said.
Andy Reid does not have a great record of fixing players. He doesn't. Discipline is not his thing. It did not work out particularly well in his family life, and that needs to be added to this. As we're talking about the Chiefs, he wasn't real great at that either. He's had a lot of things go bad on him, family and players. He is not good at fixing people. He is not good at discipline. That is not his strength. His strength is designing football plays. To be honest, that is Andy Reid's greatest strength, is designing football offenses and plays. That's his greatest strength. The players like him, sure. He's a leader. He's a leader. I'm not saying he's not a leader. But his greatest strength is designing football plays. And that has gotten him a long way. But that doesn't mean he's qualified to discipline players or help them or change them or make them better.
Now, let me just mention one thing real quick. So Kevin Kitzman is the afternoon host from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City.
Yes. And this is what he's referring to, because he was talking about he had it in his family life. I think it was in 2012. Andy Reid's son died. Mm-hmm. His son died. He had some drug issues. And, you know, he was battling that for a long time. And he died. And to coach's credit, you know, he never showed that side of him, and he still did. He went about business as usual. Now, this is the problem that I had with that. Now, listen, I understand that when you're a public figure like that, you know, that's a part of being that. You know, people get to say what they want to say. But I think that football and your personal life should be separate. And when you try to marry the two to make your point, that's where he crossed the line for me. And it made me upset. It's so much so that, you know, I had an emotional reaction. I basically tweeted him, and you know, I had something to say. It wasn't too bad. I just told him I don't wish him to lose his job. I just wish somebody would kick him in the nuts. And I said that, but I meant that, man, because people need to realize, man, that, you know, as professionals and former professionals, you still have a personal life. And I know that sometimes, you know, people get emotional and they want to say something. That was just mean, dude. That's mean, because I know what Coach went through. when he lost his son.
Yeah, it's been well documented that Andy Reid's kids, there's been some issues and problems there.
Yes.
But for a radio host to want to be shock jockey and throw that into
that gets cars driven up to the studio and then non-adult decisions being made. Because to lose a child, I don't know what that feels like. I don't, and God forbid that I ever have to feel that. But to try to make your point by talking about like you failed as a father, like, because basically that's what you're saying. You're saying he failed as a father.
Yes.
Dude, Big Red is not going to say anything. I know him. But that's when I felt like I needed to say something. And for you to go that route, like I don't wish anybody to lose their job, but you crossed the line. You crossed the line with that one. And that one hurt. That one hurt. And I'm not the only one that has something to say about that. But you don't do things like that.
You know, Hugh, and I hate to say it this way. Abe and I were talking a little bit about this in the bullpen earlier. Those comments that he made on air are the accumulation of things that he's said probably at parties and to his buddies for a while now. Like, that's to me, Hugh, what he said is not some random emotional thought that just came to him about all of that.
He had been holding on to that for a while.
And I guarantee you, at whatever parties or get togethers with his friends in private, I guarantee you that he's probably in private put those comments out to people, and now it finally overspilled onto his radio show.
And I tell you, man, like I said, I was there for that. And I know Andy Reid, like his kids would come to training camp. Andy Reid was a coach that was dedicated to his craft, just like any father that works a 9-to-5 job is. So if you want to play that game, you can say every father has failed as a father, because most dads sacrifice a lot of time for their children so that they can have the things that they never had. And that means working long days. That's why for dads, it's always important to spend as much time with your kids as you possibly can, because if you're the primary breadwinner, more than likely you're not home a lot. Like, think about Travis Slink has kids, and I'm just using him as an example because he travels a lot. He has young children. He doesn't get to see his kids as much as he would like to because he's trying to provide for them a better life. And that's the sacrifice that all dads make. So when you make when you say something like that, that hits home to many men out there that do everything that they possibly can for their kids, to put them in the best situation, put them in the best schools, give them the best lives that they possibly can. And that just, like, that really burns me up. Like, so much so that I probably need to just go ahead and stop talking about this.
No,
I'm starting
Hugh,
to get a little bit upset.
The thing is, Hugh, is that Andy Reid, as a coach in the NFL, is fair game about his football decisions and what goes on with the football aspect of it. But just because he's a football coach doesn't make it fair to bring in what else has happened in his life and try to make some kind of correlation as if it's factual that, well, he doesn't know how to discipline players because he's failed in his personal life. You can't correlate the two like that. That's completely unfair to anyone. Imagine if we did that to everybody about, okay, your job and it's how it correlates to personal. That's just not a fair comparison
at all
to anybody.
And that's the point that I'm making, because fathers, when you think about it like this, being a dad and being a married man and having a wife that is, you know, the primary caregiver for your child, if you want to get technical, she's spending the most time with that child from day one until the child gets old. That's how it is, but it's a father's job to help teach that kid and show him what it means to be a grown-up and all this other stuff. But when you take shots like that, man, that's way beyond the line.
So you and Ike and Trey are going on a road trip.
Like, listen, if I didn't have so much to lose and I didn't want to get these money put on my books, I'll go ahead and take that
third
strike.
Well, listen, I don't need you going anywhere because I'm not doing this show solo.
Yeah, I'm not. But man,
I don't plan on doing it. I'm not going to host this by myself in the next couple of days.
Some of us in this thing that we do called radio, some of us need to get punched in the face. Like, seriously. Because you're taking your job trying to be
high-tech.
I'll
bet you that guy does arm curls by swinging his shoulders.
He probably does.
Yeah, he does.
He probably does.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.